Blog Talk Radio.
So it's been a couple of weeks since we've actually broadcasted, and we're just getting back on now. Trying to really figure out this Blog Talk Radio thing. It's a struggle to get both callers dialed in. It's a struggle to get these episodes going. There's a lot of technology background issues that are happening in terms of what we're doing and kind of what's going on. So we're going to try to work through those things today. And obviously, you've got Jay here. B-Shiz will be in here momentarily. I think he's just joined me. Are you there, B-Shiz?
I'm right here.
I'm excited to throw one of these down and get one of these recording, get one of these going, and get some good action happening here. How have you been?
I've been good, man. Good. It's been a crazy few weeks for me, as I'm sure it has been for you. I got a couple stories to tell the audience.
I kind of effed up and only made this show 15 minutes. It usually allows us to record afterwards. Hopefully it does. Before you joined, I was talking about we were trying to work through the technical difficulties around Blog Talk. We'll figure them out here in the next couple of weeks, though, I promise.
Yeah, we will. We only got the first 10 minutes. Let's talk about real quick about the show itself. I'm not sure what you think about it, but I was thinking about let's do three shows in a row. Let's do a show today, we'll do one tomorrow, and we'll do one Sunday. Let's just do the hour and a half, man. Let's knock some out. There's a lot of materials, a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll call it the I had a name for it earlier. I can't remember what it is now, but it's like, I don't know. I can't think of it right now, but anyway, we'll do three shows in a row for everyone. If we can record some, we'll record some episodes as well. But I'm looking forward to it. It's been busy. How has your week been?
It has been a crazy busy week from a work perspective. It's been a sad week. As you guys know, I live in Seattle, so we will cover that in a moment, I'm sure. It's been a crazy busy week, and just a lot of work, a lot of boring work shit. So nothing too exciting overall.
What have you been getting into the past few weeks?
What was that?
What have you been getting into the past few weeks?
Honestly, I've been trying to go out a little more, explore Seattle, and I've been planning my trip. I don't know if I talked about it, but I'm planning a trip to Thailand, and that seemed to come to fruition. And just hanging out and doing my Tinder game thing. Trying to grow my Tinder level of expertise and growing my bench of Tinder. That's it, man, How are you? What's going on with you? You started your new job, right?
Yeah, I started my new job this week. It kind of sucks, but you know how you get a job. I mean, most people's jobs suck. A lot of people's jobs, they don't favor their job so much. But whenever you have a job and you have to go in and you have to do something, at your job that maybe you don't agree with, or the certain rules and regulations. I mean, it's kind of crazy in my profession, as you know, because I'm dealing with like 100 people, and when you're dealing with that many people and it's like 1 on 100, then it gets real sketchy real quick. And then the one thing I don't like about my new job is the nitpicking. Supervisors nitpick every little thing. I mean, it couldn't get any worse. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man. I mean, I don't know. It's crazy, though. It's only been a few days, so I'm trying to work through iron out the little shit so I can see what's what. I would much prefer to sit here on the radio, or on podcasts, rather, for a living. This would be a good, awesome fucking job. Maybe one day this can be my job. But it's just like any other job. It just takes time. I just gotta just iron my way on into it. I came from such a higher level, as far as you have to build your respect with the job, I guess. And then from there, it takes a while. So whenever you start over again, you gotta prove yourself all over again. You start with a new organization, we'll say. And that is what it is. So I'm not really gonna fucking worry about it. We're going to have some fucking beer, and we're going to fucking sit on this podcast the fucking night, and we're going to fucking talk shit. One story of interest, though, prior to starting back working again, I don't know if I think I told you about how my wife got a new Jeep Commander yep, a few weeks Jeep back.
Commander. Swinging dick over here, buying new cars and whatever else. Yep.
I mean, well, we got a new vehicle, right? And I think when I told you about it, we had it for like a week. That Jeep is no more. And this is a story that I meant to tell, but we didn't get a chance to do the show. Technical difficulties. But real quick, my wife was driving, okay, and I'm in the passenger seat.
The story has already started off shitty because you let her drive. Why are you in the passenger seat? Are you a man? A man lets the girl drive him around. I mean, let me just ask that. The man always drives the woman around. You're tired.
Yeah, I understand that. But basically, my wife got off work. I was at home not working, tired. I was tired from, I don't know, I guess I was just tired from watching TV all day and playing pocket pool.
Touching yourself and pulling the old yam bag. I got you.
So anyway, my wife came home and she wanted to go out and get dinner. She wanted to get dinner, and I'm like, all right, honey, look, we can go get dinner, yada yada yada. She she said, well, I'm gonna go. I feel like I'm a little bit at fault because she wanted to pick up pizza on the way, and she wanted to go to Domino's. And I don't know how. We've talked about food 100 times.
Did you guys drive? If you lost your car in the process of driving to Domino's, I will literally lose my shit on this podcast. Is that what happened?
No.
If you were
your
way to somewhere that delivered, I will literally. First off, I'm glad that you're. I don't know what's gonna happen, but I'm glad you're okay either way.
Yeah, I mean, well, basically, you need to come to my house, because when you come to my house, you understand. You're probably gonna. I don't know. Either you're gonna love where I live, or you're gonna fucking hate me, and you're gonna strangle me, and you're gonna walk the fuck out. I don't know what you're gonna do when you eventually get here one day. But anyway, long story short, Domino's doesn't deliver to our house. Anyway, okay. So but my wife was gonna pick it up on her way home from work, mm-hmm. and me being me, you know how picky I can be sometimes.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of Domino's. I didn't want Domino's. I told her I wanted Little Caesars.
I got you. All right. Oh, Little Caesars.
I wanted Little Caesars.
You have okay. So first off, I'm gonna say thank you for doing this podcast at night. We rarely do this, and because we're doing it out, I get to drink. So you're getting a little more animated, Jeremy today, and I hope you guys all enjoy that. So. First off, I am drinking a beer, and I appreciate doing this at night because I can partake in that.
You need to, turn your level up a little bit on your mic while you're drinking that beer.
I'll turn my level up. But, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. I just wanted to let people know this is why I'm so animated today, because you've
That's
really
that's good. And like I said, I think tomorrow we'll do a night podcast too. Maybe we'll see. We'll talk about that. But anyway, back to my story. So my wife, I told her no. I want Little Caesars. I like Little Caesars over Domino's. I mean, I don't know who your favorite pizza. I'm not saying it's my favorite pizza because I like Pizza Hut. I like a lot of different places. But Domino's is so far down on my fucking list because they do so much shit now, man. So basically, I'm just not a big fan. But anyway, long story short, I told her I want a Little Caesars. And so she said, all right, well, we'll go pick it up when you get home. And I thought, when I get
hot
home.
And ready.
I said, okay.
Hot and ready. Okay.
Yeah, hot and fucking ready, man. Hot and ready. It's like $8.99.
Is this volume good?
I mean, it's cheap.
Is this volume good?
Oh, yeah, you're good. You're good.
Right, perfect.
Good.
Hot and ready. I'm ready for you.
Okay. So anyway, long story short, we go to Domino's. I mean, not to Domino's. We're going out. She gets home from work, and she picks me up. And you're wondering, okay, why'd you let her drive? All right, because she babied her Jeep Commander. She loved it. She loved the Jeep Commander to death, right? So I'm like, okay, well, that's good, you know? And so it was raining that day here in Virginia.
Uh-huh.
Virginia turned to Seattle. We had some weather. And so she drove.
Okay.
I got in the passenger seat. Now, and we started off on our little journey. Now, my wife loves to heat up high when she drives. She gets cold kind of easy, I guess. I mean, some people are like that.
That's most girls.
It takes
a little
bit. Well, yeah, I got it. Maybe it's a girl thing. I mean, if you tell me you get like that, I'll punch you in the face. No, I'm joking.
I'm a big dude. I got a lot of, you know, it's like I've been in hibernation since 1999, and I've been staying pretty warm like a bear. But yeah, I hear you.
that's both of us. But so anyway, we're going down. I mean, how familiar are you with the area that I live in?
I'm familiar that it's West Bubba Fuck, but I have an idea that, like, there's probably some back roads, a lot of deer crossings,
well,
a lot of fucking porcupines
well,
and shit in the road. But, yeah.
Well, I know you're familiar with 95 and all that.
Yeah, 95, I'm familiar with 66. I'm good.
Okay, well, basically, I was down in Fredericksburg, which is right there between 3 and 95. So I'm going through Fredericksburg. I'm going to go to Little Caesars down there. So to Little Caesars, we're going to the lights to get there. So I didn't count how many lights. But basically, you're going from a real rural area to like a city type area. Fredericksburg tries to be like Washington D.C., and it's not. It just isn't. It's just nothing but a bunch of fucking traffic everywhere, a bunch of assholes everywhere. Like I told you before. And a bunch of – all they have is restaurants. I mean, you might hate me for saying this, but I got two Sonics near me. And I might be all Sonic'd out, which is probably why we didn't go to Sonic.
Jesus Christ.
But
I
anyway,
love
I love Sonic, but I get Sonic to death because I pass it every day now. But
okay.
So anyway, we get to one of the lights down there. And, you know, you're a big guy like I am, so I'm sitting back, right? In the chair. Jeep Commander, I mean, anything like an SUV or a Jeep is made for us bigger guys. I mean, you could put your drink in a coaster. You could put your feet up. You put your seat back, you know, all that stuff. You know? And so I have my seat all the way back.
I lost you there.
Well,
you have your seat all the way back. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So anyway, long story, you know, I'm sitting in the Jeep. I got my eyes closed, all right? And I'm sitting back. And
oh shit!
I'm just relaxed, right? You know, have you ever seen that movie? The dude from the Hangover movies and Robert Downey Jr.
Due date.
You remember when they got into that car crash and Robert Downey Jr.'s character got all fucked up and went to the hospital and the other guy just walked away. Without a scratch on him, and he said because he didn't tense up. Well, I was very relaxed, and I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I hear my wife just go,
shit.
Freezing,
I'm sorry.
Right? My eyes are closed. So I open my eyes to see what's going on. I look up, I see our light, and then I see this like Chevy S10 or something come flying out in front of us, and my wife slams on the brakes, and then poof, and then for a second it's like everything went black, and I was just like, what the, for a second, and then basically, real quick, this isn't going to cut us off, is it? You said that the show's going to keep
It'll keep recording. We just won't be able to receive calls. But nobody calls us anyway, so we're good to go. We're rocking.
Okay. So, fuck it. Well, this is as real as it get on a podcast. But so basically, we slam into this guy. I'm telling you, Jay, we were going every bit of maybe 45 fucking miles an hour. Maybe 40. I mean, speed limit through there is about 40, 45. We weren't breaking any speed laws. We were going to speed limit, which I think is 45. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, by the time we break, we may have been going 35. I mean, it wasn't enough time to react. And this dude, and we T-boned this guy, right? In this fucking Chevy.
Oh, shit. That's like the small one, though. That's like the teeny one.
Yeah. I mean, it was an old school one. Those things don't even have fucking airbags. Or at least that model didn't. But anyway, so we, you know, I don't know if we got T-boned or we T-boned. I don't know what the fucking, you know,
did he hit you from the side or did you hit him from the side?
Oh, we hit them from the side.
You T-boned him. You T-boned the shit out of him. It's a sexual move I like to pull sometimes,
yeah,
but in that instance, it's not the car accident.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so we T-boned this motherfucker, right? And then airbags deploy.
Okay.
And the airbags deploy. We went spinning in the road, did like a 360 in the freaking middle of the road, and stopped. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever been in a car accident or a car accident to the point where your adrenaline is pumping, but my adrenaline was a mother. You have?
I've never been. No, I'm listening. Sorry.
You've never been in a car accident, really?
Never been. I had some kind of some taps here and there, but I've never been in a car accident. Knock on goddamn wood. Knock on goddamn wood.
Yeah, knock on your fucking head. See, ladies and gentlemen, that tells you a country boy from a fucking city boy. He gets a tap because he's on 16th Street and there's some broad walking across the street, and he's not going in a good enough time, and the person behind him's texting. But anyway, so we're sitting there in the middle of the fucking road. It's about 8 o'clock at night, probably like it is now or 9 or whatever, and my adrenaline just kicks in, and I didn't know if I was injured or she was injured, because I know how it is with adrenaline. So the door on my side was smashed in. I mean, I couldn't.
Uh-huh.
I had to kick it open. So
oh, shit. Okay.
I kick the damn door open. I jump out. And keep in mind, I'm armed at the time. I got my gun on me because I carry my gun everywhere. Because, you know, Virginia laws are pretty relaxed on as far as guns. I mean, I got my concealed.
You can shoot somebody after a car accident. I got you.
No, I can't shoot someone. I can carry when I go out into public. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I have a concealed. I have my papers. I'm legal. But
you're legal.
The
okay.
Story is, well, I had my gun on me. I jumped out, and the only thing I cared about was my wife. I jump out. I go over that side and had to get her out. She was a little shaken up by it, you know, so I had to get her out. My goal was to get her out of the road. Didn't know what was going to happen. I smelled a lot of odors in the vehicle. I didn't want it to blow up or anything crazy, you know. So I was the calm one, but my adrenaline was pumping like none other. So I get her out of the vehicle. And the vehicle's cool, and I'll send you photos when I get a chance. But it was smashed in from the front, and anybody can Google a Jeep Commander. Just Google a Jeep Commander, you'll see how they're shaped. But it was smashed in from the front all the way up to maybe I don't know. I mean, past half of the engine. I mean, it was pretty bad. And thank God we're okay. Nobody's hurt. My wife wasn't. We did go to the hospital. She got checked out. I hit my knee on the dash. It hurt a little bit. Big deal, right? And but the funny thing, and if I can get any humor out of this story, was when I got into the ambulance with her, when I got into the ambulance to get checked out, I had my gun on me. So I'm sitting there thinking, well, they want to get my vitals and make sure I'm okay. I'm carrying a loaded gun, you know? And
right.
I was like, I have to let them know. So I pull out my weapon and I say, hey, listen, before I pull up, hey, listen, I told the EMTs, I got a weapon on me, I got a concealed carry permit, I'm good. They were still kind of worried, like, they were really worried, like, I didn't mean to worry. So I pull out my gun slowly, I unload my weapon, and I hand my unloaded weapon to the EMT, and I take my ammo, my mag pouch, or my mag, and hand it to the other EMT. I said, there you go, there's my gun, and I showed them my permit. You know, they were still kind of worried, but then they looked at me and they realized I was good. Cop comes in. He follows protocol. He takes my weapon, and he puts it he takes my weapon and then he takes it away because I have to go to the hospital. You can't carry a weapon of any type in any hospital anywhere in the U.S. And I agree with that 120%. But so anyway, my gun was gone and then the truck was messed up and I went with my wife. She got checked out. You know, she was fine. So that was good. I was happy about that. And then the next morning, I went and took pictures of the I took pictures of the Jeep. It's like you look at it and you think, well, are they okay? It's not one of those accidents where you think, oh, did they survive? But you think, I hope they're okay. Or they should be good, because it looks bad. But I think I swear by a Jeep, man. And we were talking about cars, I think a few moons ago. But I mean, if you were to get like an SUV type, most SUVs are going to be good. I'm not going to lie, but I've had a few Jeeps now, and Jeeps, I mean, they last forever, and B, I mean, I was in an accident with one, and it was pretty damn, it did its job. It kept us safe. And also another point I want to put out to the gun people, to my gun people, if you want to know how safe a Glock is. My Glock was loaded with one in the chamber on my hip. I got into a car accident going probably 40 miles an hour. It didn't go off. So there you go. Go buy a Glock. But yeah, that was basically it on my little deal.
I'd like to say I'm happy that both of you are safe. I've cracked a lot of jokes between now and then, but I'm happy you both came out safe. It's unfortunate what happened to your car. But I'd like to say, you know, where the mistakes were made. The first mistake was made in allowing your wife to drive you around.
What's the next one?
You're getting the hot and ready. I mean, the hot and ready. Can you hear me? Did I press that button? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
The second mistake was getting that hot and ready. That's the second
mistake. What's wrong with the hot and ready?
I know you live in Fredericksburg, or you live near Fredericksburg, and it probably gets, you know, tiring to you. But I like to call that the mecca of restaurants and fast food. That's the mecca right there. In terms of Northern Virginia, it's not quite Northern Virginia, but like in terms of where you can get everything you ever wanted, it's right there in Fredericksburg. I mean, you got Steak and Shake? Steak and Shake. You got...
I went to Steak and Shake 2 weeks ago. It's getting better. So you got to come back over here and go with your boy to Steak and Shake because there's a lot to do. Lots to do with Steak and Shake.
Yeah, Steak and Shake happening. You got Sonic happening. You got goddamn Chick-fil-A happening. I think there's even a goddamn... Red Lobster there, you get some fucking biscuits at, and we got a
saloon down here now. It's some type of fucking saloon. I don't even know.
Don't get me wrong. Now I'm not trying to shit on you, but I've had my decent share of hot and readies, but that's the low rent. I think. I think you gotta drive in the future.
I like the pizza.
I enjoy the pizza, too. I'm just giving you a hard time because you got into an accident. So, like, you've lost some credibility because every time you tell a story, you go, my wife is driving, and we are on our way to get some hot and readies. So I'm not saying there's nothing wrong. I'll eat some hot and readies right now. You put a hot and ready in front of me, I'm eating it. But I want you to know for the rest of your life, you would tell the story like this. My wife is driving on our way to get some hot and readies. I just want you to know that. I want you to know the type of success you set yourself up for and say, in 15 years, when you go, I had this Jeep Commander, and it was amazing. My wife was driving on the way to get some hot and readies. And somebody called, my wife was driving to get some hot and readies. They're going to be quite confused in the situation. So like I said, I'm happy that you're both safe. And now that you're both safe, I can give you a hard time. I can shit on you a little bit for, you know, allowing your wife to drive you anywhere, her car or not, baby or not. And the second piece is to go to get some hot readies. The first thing is my girl would never – I'm giving you a hard time, but I used to beg my ex-girlfriend to drive. Will you just drive? It'll be so good if you drive. I can take a nap while you're driving. I mean, I love the girl. I'm giving you a fucking hard time, but I used to like my girl drive. She never would allow me. I always have to drive. But I just want you to, think about that hard and long when you, going forward, you know, when you call up your boys or you're out at the bar and somebody brings a Jeep Commander, you go, I used to have one of those. My wife was driving on the way to get some hot and readies. And then you're going to say that every fucking time, dude. You're going to say my wife was driving on the way to get
Jeep
some hot and readies.
How many Jeep Commanders I see on a daily basis now? It's almost like it haunts me. I mean, I got to
me,
work.
Tell me how many of those Jeep Commanders, and tell me how many of those Jeep Commanders the wife is driving on to get some hot and readies. Tell me about that story. Because it was just you.
I saw one woman driving one. I mean,
was her husband in the passenger seat?
No, she was driving it, but she was painting her nails at the same time. I was like, that was before the accident. I was like, what's that?
I got to give you some shit.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's all fun. That's not like my first accident, but I mean, it's just like, I mean, that's one for the record book, though. I haven't had one like that in a while.
I'm glad you're okay.
We're in the process. You know, trying to figure that out, but yeah, it was total. So, it's not like I'm gonna go out and buy like a Ford Festiva now or one of those smart cars or something. I'm not gonna buy anything that's small now.
I mean, yeah,
because now
I can't imagine
mentally,
that car. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying mentally I'm in fear because I can't drive a small car and then get into an accident. I mean, I do own a car that I think you've seen. I have my Mazda 6, but and I cringe when I think about if I was driving that instead of the Jeep. I cringe, dude. I cringe because I don't even want to imagine if I was driving that.
I mean, I don't think you want to imagine driving anyways because you weren't in that driver's seat. I'm sorry. I'm done. I'll get 5 minutes. I've already put in the last. So we've been on this podcast from Corn for the last 15 minutes. I'm on my third beer, so I'm getting ready for you. I'm making sure this is an interesting podcast for our listeners.
You know, I'll say we used to do more nighttime podcasts. It's like
I've tried to convince you.
It's just timing. You're all the way over there in Seattle. What the fuck are you doing in Seattle? You need to move back to Virginia. You need to move back to the D.C. area. You need to move back home here. This is where you should be. But no, I'll go to Seattle. Go there and enjoy your rain jacket and enjoy your I bet everybody in Seattle looks like the cast of Friends there. That's what I imagine it when I see it.
No, it's like the people here are, it's nothing but hipsters with long hair, and I wish it was the cast of Friends. I'd hook up with some Jennifer Aniston maybe if I could. I'd even take a Phoebe Boucher if I could. A little Phoebe action. Speaking of Seattle, man, I mean, you know, this past weekend was a depressing weekend, and I haven't even told you what I've done. I talked to my boss 2 weeks ago, and I said, hey, I'm going to get my hair cut. Little burp action there. I talked to my boss 2 weeks ago, and I said, I'm going to get my hair cut, and she goes, well, why don't you get one of those Seahawks in your head? And I said, I'm not really a Seahawks fan, and, you know. I don't know if that's in the cards. My boss is a big Seahawks fan.
Real quick, what type of a haircut do you get? Is your barber a black barber, a white barber? Is it a
Vietnamese
barber?
Black barber, brother. Oh, I'll say my black barber.
Well, what do you like to get? You got to get.
I get a 1.5 all round with a fade in the back, so you know, fade to skin in the back around my back neck, and then I go ahead and get a fade from my sideburns into my beard. So I kind of fade it out and back in. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen how they kind of fade in and out on the sides, and I get my beard kind of long.
Well, it's okay because I invented that haircut. I have pictures all over the web. You've probably seen them. But I've invented that. You have the Beaches number one, I believe. But no, that's cool. But yeah, you should have gotten the Seahawks logo, man. Yeah, you're in Seattle. You're in the heart of the city.
She told me that, and I go to the barber and I go, oh, my boss told me to get the Seahawks logo. I'm not a Seahawks fan. This is one of the best barbers I've had in my life. So I tip him $15 every time he gives me a haircut. That's a pretty good tip. $15 is a pretty good tip. Hey, brother, I get a haircut every week. So I pay him $200 a month to cut my hair. So he goes, look, man, he said, you take care of me, and, you know, you always tip well. He said, if you want to get it, you got the hair for it, and I'm not going to charge you for it. He said, I usually charge $50 just for the logo plus the haircut, right?
Yeah.
So he says, I got you if you want to do it. You tell me. He said, you just schedule and I'll do it. So, you know what, last week I said, fuck it, I'm going to do it. So Thursday night, I went up in that bitch, and I got the fucking Seahawk all across the back of my fucking neck. And the Seahawk is about as big as I'm gonna text this shit to you right now. And I wish we had a website, but maybe we'll put this up on the Twitter.
Yeah, we'll put it on Twitter.
I got this fucking Seahawk on the back of my foot. I'm your head. I'm invested, right? I'm like fucking beast mode this, Russell Wilson that. Let's get this shit done. It's going to be a good time, right? Like that's my thought process. I think we're going to have a good time. And some shit's going on. Let me see if I can find the original picture. I'll show you. It's in the original picture. And he did an amazing job. I mean, this shit is the Seahawks logo on the back of my goddamn head. I mean, it's evident. And I just say, you tell me when you get the picture and I want to hear a reaction.
All right.
But I get the Seahawks logo on the back, and of course I go to the game. I go out to a bar and I watch the game on Sunday, and I'm not even a Seahawks fan, but you know I was cheering for the Seahawks. I hate.
I got the photo.
Give me your details.
Artwork.
Tell me what your thoughts are, brother.
It's damn good artwork. Yeah, I mean it's good. It's just, I mean, how do you survive at work? I mean, I'm sure he likes it, but I mean, is it like a misconduct or something on your part? Or
I mean, my boss asked for it to happen. And my work is pretty chill, and we had a tailgate party the Friday before Super Bowl, and it was, you know, everybody enjoyed it, and everybody likes it, and, you know, I'm happy I can work so I can do it. But he did a good job, right? He did a fantastic fucking job, and I paid him, I don't know, I tipped him $35 that day.
You tipped him another $35? We're going to talk about that. We'll talk about it all.
Hold on,
man.
Hey, he didn't charge me for the haircut. That usually, the design by itself was $50. He didn't charge me for it. He said, don't worry about it, I got you. So I tipped him some extra. I was going to tip him 40, but it wouldn't let me tip him 40. It would only end up tipping 35.
How pissed off would you have been if he put a dick and balls back of your head and told you it was the Seattle Seahawks?
I told him to take a picture and let me see. I would never have allowed it. I would have went bald. So I get the fucking haircut. I go watch the game. And you watch the game, right?
Oh, I watched the game drunkardly at the house.
I hate Peyton Manning. I hate the Patriots. I mean, I'm sorry. I hate Tom Brady. I hate the Patriots. It's just always been kind of an anger point for me, or you know, whatever. So we're watching the game, and halftime came. We're up 10 points. I felt pretty good about it. You know, we're doing pretty good. I'm in the bar. We're high fucking five, and it's a good fucking time, right? Now, hopefully, this podcast is rated R because I'm dropping F bombs left and right. I'm gonna drink my beer.
That's fine. This record, ladies and gentlemen, Guy Talk Decoded is a rated R podcast. That's fucking all it is. And so we throw everything at you, even the fucking kitchen sink. But anyway, go back and finish your story.
So I'm at the bar. I'm fucking high-fiving. I'm meeting this guy, Kyle, over here. His dad's here. His uncle's here. Mom here. I'm fucking high-fiving. We're having a good time, you know? And then it gets kind of nervous. We get a little nervous. You know, they go up. They go up by 4 points, and we're like, shit. I mean, this is getting real, and we fucked up, and we don't know if we're going to be able to come back from it. And then the immaculate pass happens, where basically the shit bounces in the air, and he catches it on his back. And I'm on the second floor of this bar, and we lose our fucking mind. Do you hear me? We lose our mind. We're jumping. I'm hugging people. I'm grabbing women's titties. It's a great time. People are allowing me to do this thing. They're touching the back of my head. It's a good time. You know, like, we're excited. So, you know, that's kind of the highest high part. You know, when you're somewhere, and everybody's super fucking, you know, they're like, we got this shit. We're on the half-yard line. We have the best running back in the NFL today in terms of just unstoppability, just pure force, grunt, whatever else it is. Nobody's going to stop him 3 times in a fucking row. There's no way, right? And so he catches that pass. We couldn't believe it. Well, how did he do it? How did he do it? How did it happen? We're all screaming and shit. And they're on the 2-yard line at this point, and they run it once, and he gets about a half a yard. You know, he gets about a half a yard. So they're about the 1.5-yard line, and we're like, they got a timeout left. It's second down. They are running this motherfucking ball in. There's no goddamn way, right?
Yeah.
Second down, hikes the goddamn ball. He goes back for the pass. I'm like, oh shit, he's gonna throw it, right? He throws it and it gets intercepted. I'm in a bar with about 100 to 200 people. It gets silent.
So was Riot on the news that night?
I didn't hear or see the riots, but the game ended. I mean, the interception happened, and I mean, the, like I said, it's 200 people in the bar. It got fucking silent. I mean, quiet. And there's one guy I was drinking with, and all you could hear him say was, why didn't he run it? Why didn't he run it? Why didn't they run it? And that's literally all I remember from that moment in my life is, interception zone, we're all shocked. We're all like, is there a flag? Is there something? Delay a game, anything. And this one guy is just going, why didn't they run it? Why didn't they run it? And it was fucking depressing, dude. I mean, it's people in Seattle take their fucking football team serious. It's not like the fucking, you know, D.C. where there's Redskins fans and they're pretty passionate, but there's also Cowboys fans and Pittsburgh fans and Patriots fans. Here it's like on Fridays at work, every Friday here is called Blue Friday because everybody wears their jersey. Everyone.
Huh.
Whether you work at Starbucks, whether you work at a retail store, I work in an office. Everybody wears Seahawks gear on Friday. It's called Blue Friday. They do it every fucking Friday. And they take the shit serious. I mean, there's not people – you don't see people walking around here with something that's not Seahawks related. It's just not it's kind of not the way to go. And that's why I felt comfortable getting this thing on the back of my head, and I thought it would be appropriate. Because I felt like, you know, I'm a part of this city, and I should – if it was the Redskins versus the Seahawks, it's a totally different – you know, it's a different ball game. But it's the Seahawks versus the Patriots, and I can feel comfortable cheering for the Seahawks.
Yeah, and well, here's the thing. I watched the game just like you watched it, and that's what that guy mimicked. The same fucking thing I said. I said, why the fuck didn't he run it? It was second and goal, if I'm correct. Second and goal.
Second and on the 1.5 yard line goal with one timeout. Yep, you're right.
And he fucking threw the ball. And not only did he – I mean, Russell Wilson is Richmond, Virginia all day. So I was rooting for him hard. He's from where I'm from. And he's hit, and I've done some studying on him. His background is very impressive because he came from a fucked up place. And also real close people to me also know his mom and know his family. I don't personally know him or his family, but I know people that know the family, and they're a really good family. So, I mean, hearing all this and knowing all the stuff that I know about the guy, I was rooting for this guy hard. And I know I haven't been to Seattle. I know you live there, but I know Seattle's a good city.
Make
the
trip.
Patriots,
make
though,
the trip.
Yeah, I need to make the trip and go see the needle, and we're going to go out drinking. I know. But basically, here's the thing. Tom Brady is a fucking liar. And the Deflategate is only the tip of the mountain. A lot of people don't know about Tom Brady and Bill Belichick and what they've done. The videotaping of the practice back. Who was it? It was in 2006, right? When they won the Super Bowl.
Last time they won the Super Bowl. Yep. Last time they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and they videotaped the practice to win. There's been other little things there. I mean, you got a lot of people out there, a lot of Hall of Famers. I know Charles Haley, former Dallas Cowboy and San Francisco – I almost had the job.
49er.
What's wrong? 49er, thank you. He was a 49er. Yeah, but he was only a 49er for like a year or so. So I consider him more of a Cowboy. But anyway, even he has said in an article that all of Tom Brady's and Bill Belichick's rings are basically tainted, and I really believe that. I think there's something to everything, and I mean, I can't say that. I don't know about the Super Bowl game. Nothing really came out about the Super Bowl, about anything being tampered with or anything, or them having a playbook like they did that one year. But, you know, I think that the Patriots are a lie, cheat, and steal. I've been drinking too. A lie, cheat, and steal team. And that's just their story. And I think with Seattle, they're just like, you know, just like what's that movie with what is that football movie that everybody likes? Not Any Given Sunday. Not when LL fought. No, not that. I'm talking about the ABC friendly one. I think Denzel Washington was in it. Do you remember? I can't remember right now.
Remember the Titans with fucking Hayden Panettiere when she was fucking 5. I was 5 with her. It was a good time back then, or she was like 12 or something. When I was 12, I knew I'd fucking just do a couple things that are illegal. But yeah, no, I agree. You know how I feel about
turkey. But at 12, you probably couldn't get it up to do anything.
I didn't want to get up. I wanted to have that turkey gobbler. That doesn't require me to do much of anything with that part of my body. And you know how I feel about that.
Well, anyway, but that's how I looked at Seattle, as I looked at them as the Remember Your Titans type deal, even when they won last year. But it didn't happen for them, and I blame it. So far, I blame it on that pass, man. If he had ran it first, the pass is the last thing you want to do. You got a beast running back system Why not use it? Get up there, get as far as you can, then take a – I don't know if they had any timeouts left, but either way, if you don't have any timeouts, just on that third down or fourth down, I can't remember. It was second down. So, yeah, they could have ran it for two downs, actually, and threw it on a fourth. Or what I would have done is I would have ran it on second, and then I would have threw it on third and fourth. And, but, I mean, either way, they I think they were just – they wanted to be done. I think they got a little cocky. They had it in the back.
What the word in Seattle was, they said, based on the defensive look that based on the defensive look that that the Patriots gave them, you know, it was a definite pass. I think it was a bad call. I think if they were going to pass it, they should have went outside, and they were already stuffing in the box. Why would they throw inside? And I'd also say this. It was a good defensive play. It wasn't a bad throw by Russell Wilson. It wasn't a bad route. I think the receiver should have been a little bit more aggressive and going to catch the ball. But the defensive player just stepped in there and caught the ball. And I don't really blame Russell as much as I attribute the play to the defensive end. And, you know, that guy was working at Popeyes 4 years ago. Congrats to him. And, you know, it's a football game at the end of the day, and I'm not going to get too crazy about it. But it was a good game. You know, it was much better than last year. And I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I'm sad that Peyton might not win another ring.
Yeah, and basically the way I look at it, I think at least the game didn't come out with anything being tainted. Nothing was wrong with the balls or nothing like that. I'm glad their balls were good. I'm going to isolate that. But my point is that I'm glad that there's no issues at least. I mean, if a team made a mistake, if they made a mistake or felt they made a mistake or the play wasn't run right, or whatever, then it is what it is. It's a fair game. But I can't really say that for most of the playoffs. It's been a lot of dirty stuff, man, and the Cowboys are part of that. I'm not going to get into the Cowboys and how I feel about that game.
Because you shouldn't, because they didn't make it, but okay.
Well, I mean, a catch is a catch. I played high school football, and when the football was caught, it was always looked at as a catch, but
I just want to remember that that was two games. It was two games before they didn't even make it to the NFC Championship. So let's just be honest.
We'll see. I mean, next year's a new year. A lot of contract negotiations going on now, so we'll keep everybody up to date on that. Currently for the Cowboys, Mr. Dez Bryant's contract's up in March. And we'll see. Hopefully he doesn't leave. And then you got DeMarco Murray. His contract's up, and he's screaming money. And he's screaming it's not about the money. And that's what's going on my end. I'm not paying attention to anybody else's team currently but mine. Other than the Peyton Manning story where he might retire or may not retire. I don't know. I mean, we'll see how that plays out. If he does retire, it sucks. I want to see him get another ring. But at the same time, it's just like, all right, well, he'll just, you know, it's just opening up a spot. So that's how I feel about that. But, you know, that is what it is, so we'll see what happens with that. Real quick, I don't know how much time we got left. I can't see. I really don't give a fuck because we're going to – I don't know if we're going to be able to, but we'll try to record another one tonight if we can record it. If we can't record it, then fuck it. Maybe we can't.
I say we just ride this one out. We got to ride this bitch out for 2 hours or ride this bitch out for 2 hours. We got to do what it takes, man. I'm listening. Sorry.
What?
I'm interrupting you. I interrupted you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I don't care. I'm just saying that we'll see what's what, but we're just going to fucking go. But since that's the case, we're going to do topic roulette here. You tell me what you want to discuss here. We have a few different things. This is what I want to talk about. It'll be quick. So we'll do this, and then we'll go on the other ones. All right. Detroit man gets a car. And I'm sure you've seen this posted all over the internet on ABC News, NBC News, CSNBC, and all the other shit. But this guy, his name is, what is his name? Oh, it's right here. Excuse me. His name, I've been drinking a lot, too. But let me tell you about it. He works at a factory in Detroit, at one of the car factories. I mean, that's where all they're located. And he had been walking 20 miles to and from work for like 10 years or something retarded. You know, retarded amount of time. I mean, driving it, we all know what it feels like. I mean, if you're driving 20 minutes, like I used to drive 20 minutes to go to work, and that's nothing. I mean, it's 20 minutes. You know, 20 minutes, 20 miles, or 20 miles is basically 20 minutes unless there's a lot of traffic. Out in the country, 20 miles is 20 minutes. I'm sure in the city, like where you live in fucking Seattle, 20 miles is like 8 hours in the car. When you, like
yeah,
I told you before,
depending
you get
on traffic,
fucking
I agree.
Bored. Yeah, but I mean, in an environment that makes sense, like maybe where I live, it's usually about 20 minutes to do that. But with this guy, had a car, and I think he said 10 years ago he had a car. And so basically, long story short, the car broke down, and he didn't make enough money at this factory to buy another car. So he just walked it. He walked it for 10 years. And I'm looking at the article now a little bit, but long story short, he's been walking for years. I'm surprised this guy's feet don't need to be chopped off. Surprised he doesn't have, like, gangrene. Because, I mean, I mean, you know how we are. Somebody tell me or you to walk somewhere. It's like, fuck off. You know, we're not walking.
I might ride that bus. I might ride that bus, but that's about it.
What if there's no bus in your fucking area? I mean, you're so city adapted now, and you're forgetting if you're in the middle of fucking nowhere and there's no bus system or no metro system, and you have to walk. You have to make the walk.
Okay, I wouldn't do it. I'm fucking not walking. I'm just not fucking walking, brother. You know what I mean? If it's a 5 mile walk every day, I probably could squeeze the 5 mile walk into the situation. Right? That's in the Situation Room. That's an opportunity we can make that happen. A 20 mile walk, a Negro will have to find something else to do. Because a Negro is the same way to do it.
I mean, like on Fridays when I get off work, if I'm walking 20 miles, that's going to be a long, drunken walk home because my ass is going to stop and get a six-pack, and I'll be drinking.
Four or five six-packs, who knows?
Yeah, or I'll just get some 40s. I don't care. I'll keep it very niggerish, and I'll just fucking get a 40.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had to keep it real, niggas. You would go. Yeah. To keep it real, niggas. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. Jay, this guy's name is James Robertson. And basically, somebody, he used to pick up this guy up in Detroit. I think this guy was like a lawyer guy or something. And he told him a story. And then it got passed around to a couple of caring people, will say. I'm not going to say important because it doesn't matter what they do for a living. It got passed along to a couple of people that cared about him, and they did a GoFundMe account for him.
Okay, go for
and
it.
Do you want to know how? Yeah, you know about GoFundMe, right? When people say, this is happening, and so they try to raise money for what's happening. It started with like cancer and stuff like that, or cancer research or something like that. Now people use.
I've got a GoFundMe account for dinner sometimes.
Yeah. That's like, I need a case of beer. GoFundMe. But anyway, they raised. I don't know how long it was open for, but they raised $310,000 for this. All right.
Holy shit!
Okay. No, hear me out real quick. All right. $310,000 for a fucking car. I mean, this dude's gonna be riding around in a Rolls Royce. I mean, that would be me. Like, oh, shit, they're going to let me get a car? I'm going to go get me a Rolls Royce now.
Wait, 300,000 or 30,000?
$310,000.
Oh, shit, I thought you said 30,000.
No, $30,000 ain't shit, man. I mean, it would be enough to get a car. You would fucking think, I mean, it would be that.
Oh, my God. They go get a Commander, $30,000. They go get a little Commander or some shit, or, you know, a little Ford Fiesta, maybe a little Taurus or some bullshit. Yeah, it might make a little $5,000, but, you know, $310,000, my God.
I need to go. $310,000,
why don't he just build his goddamn house next to the factory? I mean, fuck it. I mean, goddamn. I mean, $310,000, my God. Good Lord. Jesus, smoke Christ. Bro. I mean, $10,000. Fuck a car. Just move the whole goddamn house. That's what I would do. Fuck it.
Okay, so basically, this is the interesting twist of the story. It's a very short story, but Ford heard his story. I don't know if he worked at a Ford plant or not. I don't think it said where he worked. But basically, Ford heard the story. You know what they did? You know what these motherfuckers did?
Max $310,000.
This dude had $310,000 to buy a vehicle and a new dick if he wanted to. You want to know what they did? They gave this dude a brand new spanking Ford Focus, like a 2015 Ford Focus is what they gave him to drive up and down the highways with. So listen to this. This guy not only got a 2015 Ford Focus, but he still got the $310,000. And he has stated that what he wants to do with the $310,000 is he wants to be able to retire, Jay. He wants to be able to retire and pay off the bills. Are you fucking kidding me? $310,000, that's what he wants to do. And on top of that, I started over a car, and now he's set for life. That's crazy. It's good, but it's crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Somebody got to put my story up on the goddamn shit and let me get a couple things going, you know what I mean?
Dude, fuck you. I was in a car accident, and I hate my job. I'm gonna have me a GoFundMe account.
I hear that.
It'll probably say that too. But no, I thought that was interesting. I'm happy for him. I mean, this guy's been working. They said he hasn't missed a day of work in 35 years or some crazy fucking number. So I mean, you know,
he deserves it. We're talking a lot of bullshit, but he deserves it, right? He deserves it.
He deserves it, but it's like it went over the top. I wonder if GoFundMe is like that all the time. Like, I'm not lying to you, I literally made a GoFundMe account. I'm making an account just in case, like, shit gets
some
bad.
Some shit goes
down,
right?
Shit
happens. I got you.
Yeah, but I don't know. But that was interesting. I was a little inspired, but that was like, oof.
I'm a lot more between the two of us. I'm a much more of the gossip entertainment type. You know, the very first show we ever did, I talked about Miley Cyrus. If you remember that.
Oh, you must have a Miley Cyrus update. What's going on with Miley Cyrus watch?
I don't have a Miley Cyrus update, but if you like one, I can give you one. I know what's going on with intricacies of her life, but I wanted to ask your opinion on another kind of famous person who's kind of got famous through reality and not so much through talents. And that's the Kardashians. That's the Kardashian family. Have you heard what's going on with the Kardashians?
I can't. I mean, but Kim shows her ass every week, right? I mean, that's about all I hear. Is she showed her ass here. Oh, she's in Paris. Her ass fell out. You know, stuff like that. I don't know. So you got to claim to me.
So you know about her stepfather, Bruce Jenner?
Oh, is this about the he cut his penis off or something, right?
Oh, the rumor is, and I'm going to try to be respectful of this conversation, is that he's going through a sex change. And a lot of people are saying that he might not be going through a sex change. This is just a publicity stunt to grow ratings of the Kardashian show.
Huh. Well, Yo.
Shit, I hit that button sometimes. I hit that button sometimes. You know that button that says mute? I do that sometimes on my mic. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear. You know what? Hey, and for the record, I like drunk Jay. Like, normally because, and I blame myself for this, but because of the time we do the show and what coast we're on and stuff like that, I blame myself for this. But, like, I love sober Jay, but sober Jay's like, and he's like, prank. And you're very more official. I mean, you're cool Jay either way, but this Jay's a little bit cooler. I've been trying.
How many times have I texted you and said, can we do a show at night?
I know
the fucked up part is it's like 10 o'clock at night for you right now. We're fucking doing this stupid ass fucking podcast.
I could do a podcast until like 1 a.m. if it was possible. I would just sit here and fucking do podcast.
And I hear you, but I will say this. I am not a morning person, and we've been doing our podcast at 9 a.m. on fucking Sundays. I just want to clarify that. I want everybody to know that it's been 9 a.m. on Sundays on OJ's weekend.
1 o'clock Eastern, so it's like been like 11 o'clock there. You can start to drink it at
1 a.m. Okay, 1 a.m. your time. I think my neighbor's getting mad because I'm being so loud. 1 p.m. your time. 1 p.m. your time is 10 a.m. my time.
No,
it's
no 10
a.m.
It has to be 11. It has to be 11.
I'm 3 hours behind you.
No way.
I'm 3 hours behind you. So 1 hour would be 12. 2 hours would be noon. 3 hours would be 10.
Fucking move back. Move back to D.C. Fucking just move back.
So all I'm saying is it's been 10 a.m. on the Sunday, and I've been doing this fucking podcast, and I love it. I love talking about bullshit. I will say this is probably one of the best episodes we've ever done, so I hope some people listen to this bullshit and kind of hear how we kind of play off of one another.
And you better follow us on Twitter. Guy Talk Decoded back to us Twitter. We have like 3 followers right now. One of them's you, I think.
Yeah, it's probably me. And then the funny part about this is I'm being really loud, and it's late at night, and I think my neighbor is like banging on the floor. But I have headphones on, so I can't hear him. And I gave him my telephone number to text me if I'm ever being too loud, and he hasn't done it. So that's literally on his ass. Fuck him. I mean, I can't be concerned about him. Sorry.
Oh, fuck it. Anyway, but where were we?
I want to do a couple entertainment stories, and we don't have to spend a bunch of time on them. I know you'll probably have more interesting stories than I will, because I just fucking love to, like, live in the brags and shit. So, first off, Kim Kardashian's fucking stepdad is getting a sex change. I think that shit's crazy. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that. I don't know if it's any of our business. I don't know what the fuck's going on with that bullshit. But, I mean, to go through that shit publicly, you know, that's like a public figure. And, you know, it kind of like, you know, what's going on if Bill Cosby was getting a sex change right now. I mean, that's how famous he is.
Well, the only thing I'll say on it is basically, I don't care if you're famous or not. You get a sex change. I mean, if you're gay, like, there's people out there, they're gay, you know, and that's fine. There's no problem with that. A lot of the world has made a problem with gay people and this and that. I mean, people are still people. I mean, it's not like they're superhuman because they're gay. They're just gay. But here's the thing. Gay or straight or whatever.
Transgender, bisexual. My gosh. Transgender, bisexual.
Yeah, all that stuff. Regardless of what I was, I could not imagine chopping my dick off. And that's about as honest as I can get. I couldn't imagine it. Jay, I don't think you would chop your dick off either. Just think about it. Like, when you get like a regular surgery where they got to open you up for something, that's bad enough. Like, like that.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm like, I don't want to be cut open.
I'm going to try to keep us safe, and I don't want anybody to get mad at us. Not that anybody listens to this to get mad at us, but if maybe we get famous one day and they find these fucking podcasts and they call us fucking sexist or whatever, I think that some people... I know. Believe me. I'm just, you know me. I'm trying to protect. I'm drunk, so I might just be fucking up. So, but I think that people make decisions sometimes because they think they're born male or female. My only concern with this matter is if it's publicity. If he's doing it and let him live his life, fuck it. I don't really give a fuck. You know what I mean? Now, to your point there, Mr. Beach, is I could never chop my dick off. It ain't in the cards, brother. My dick has got to stay a part of me. I mean, I've got that Chad Dukes thing happening where, you know, I got a little extra weight, and I feel like my penis might not be exposed as much as I want it to be, but it does the job. They seem to like it, and if they don't, fuck them, you know what I mean? Well, a wise man once told me, I don't suffer from erectile dysfunction. They do. I got mine. let's just be honest. You know, when she says you suffer from premature ejaculation, I don't suffer from that bullshit. You do, because I got mine. Premature or not, I got an ejaculation. And let's just be honest here for a second, all right? So, I mean... neither here nor there, that matter. I don't want to spend too much time on it, but I thought it was interesting. We'll talk about this in a week or two. It'd be a good revisiting topic. If this is all just fucking, you know, publicity and he's just promoting his show, that's bullshit. Because there's a lot of people actually going through this in life, and you know, it's crazy. And I can never imagine doing it. The guy's 60 years old, and if he's done it, I have more power to him to have not lived the life he wanted to up until this point, and he's finally going to do it. But if this is for publicity, as we know the Kardashians do, they did a sex tape for publicity. Everybody knows Kim fucked Ray J, and she posted that video online because she knew it would make her famous. And, you know, 20, 30, 10, 10, 20 years later, look at her. She's fucking married to Kanye West and has his child. He doesn't seem to care that she has a sex tape. But that's how she became famous.
Or he doesn't care that she posts herself naked online. You know, I mean, that's crazy. It's like, and you know, that's somebody's, you know, wife, mother, you know, daughter.
Sister, daughter, The second thing I want to cover, and we'll just do this kind of fast, kind of Hollywood blitz here, is did you hear about Whitney Houston's daughter?
Oh, yeah, everybody's heard about it. And basically, Bobby Brown can't come, what I'm getting out of it, so don't quote me on it, I might be wrong. I pray and hope that she pulls through. But Bobby Brown doesn't want to pull the plug, is what everybody's saying online, because he said God will help pull her through. I you know, and to all my faults, I'm a big believer in God, and I believe that, you know, what's meant to be is meant to be. I think he does work in mysterious ways for the sake of the argument. But if that God forbid, but if that difficult time came for him, I don't know what's going to happen. I do know there's a lot of fighting within that Brown family right now. TMZ's posting it left and right. People are punching each other. Police keep getting called to their hotels. So, I mean, I pray for her and that family. But that's a rough family. They're going through some rough times. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I was a huge Whitney Houston fan. I'm super sad that, you know, she's no longer with us and there's some things going on. And I think it's eerie. I don't know what your thoughts are, but the fact that she was found in a bathtub basically drowning, and that's the same way her mother passed away. I mean, that's so fucking eerie, dude. I mean, like, when you really about that bullshit,
realize, and you're 100% right, that it's the same time frame. Like, I think the anniversary for Whitney Houston's like this week or last week.
It's like 6 fucking days.
Yeah. So yeah, it makes it even more eerier. It's very scary and eerie. Stories like that kind of freak me out.
I thought that was fucking crazy, and it's a sad time. You know, I feel bad for, like, she had a fucking rough life. I mean, her parents were addicted to drugs her whole life, and, you know, she had to deal with that shit, and, like, now she's, like, supposedly married her fucking brother, and, you know, what else the fuck is going on? People think there's foul play involved, and I heard that they've taken her off her life support at this point, and they've gathered to say their goodbyes, and it's sad as shit. I mean, it looks like she might. People are saying she's never been on drugs, but she might have been drugged out. I mean, nobody knows what the fuck's going on. And, you know, she's my age, and she's worth $20 million. And, you know, somebody might have just killed her for her mother's money. And she had a fucking rough life. So I really don't know. I didn't mean to bring the mood down to the podcast or, you know, our audience. But I think it's fucked up. And I think that definitely something's afoul here.
Yeah, I think, something's up, but also, I think TMZ reported she wasn't married. She never married that guy. So it's not like he did anything for money. If he's not legally married to her, then it's not like he would get the money. But, I mean,
yeah,
could
have gotten to an argument.
Yeah, I mean, anything could have happened, but it's very eerie, and I know. We'll, I'm sure we'll have more updates on that and see what happens. I do feel bad for the family.
Yeah, that's just fucking crazy. Beyond that, nothing else really going on. I mean, my girl Selena Gomez is dating Zedd. I don't know if Zedd's kind of an EDM star, and Selena Gomez is kind of my fantasy of whose asshole I'd like to stuff a whole turkey inside of, bake it, and then proceed to eat it with turkey and gravy and stuffing out of. But I mean, beyond that, nothing's really going on the entertainment side. So I think I wanted to share those two stories. I thought they were going on, and but yeah, I think that's a good. We could not spend time on the sad stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, this is what we do. We report. You know, it is what it is. You know, we get the bullshit off our fucking brains, or we report what we see or what we think is interesting. So it's not always going to be flowers and roses and shit. Sometimes life gets real, but we're not here to bring it down. We bring the shit up.
Guy talk decoded,
and we're drinking. Shiz and Jay. I got a few stories, and I'll try to make this one quick, but I meant to touch on this the last time we were trying to do a podcast. And I'm sure most people have heard about it. It's kind of old news now, but I'll just go on and touch on it real quick before I get into something better. Have you heard about the Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley shenanigans, as I call it?
So I heard about it a couple weeks ago. I heard that, you know, Michael Jordan did not like Charles Barkley because some comments that Charles Barkley made about Michael Jordan. Sorry, I'm calling
Michael
Jordan.
Jordan, look at your feet. You should be wearing Jordans on your feet. Look at them.
So yeah, fill me in. I am not fully aware.
Basically, I mean, we all know, when I grew up, I mean, like I said, I grew up in the 80s, so I was right there in that basketball era. I was a huge sports fan when I was a kid, before fucking smartphones and tablets and all the other bullshit that has ruined lives upon lives like it does now. Back then, you actually went out and played in the yard. But anyway, so I was a big basketball fan. Anybody, I think, in my age group, or maybe even your age group, know that Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan were, like, best friends. Throughout the Dream Team era, when they went to Olympics back in '92, and from playing each other and everything, they were best friends. And then, of course, Michael Jordan retired for baseball, and then came back to the Wizards, We're at our hometown, Washington, D.C., and Charles Barkley wanted to play there, and he didn't. Jordan retired like a few years later, and he just retired and became like a behind-the-scenes guy for the Wizards before he went and bought the Bobcats. So but that's a fun fact for anybody that doesn't know. Charles Barkley was going to play for the Wizards, and Kobe Bryant was also going to play for the Wizards when Michael Jordan made that infamous return. But that didn't happen. So, but long story short, Michael Jordan is a part owner of the Bobcats. And I think it was about 2 years ago that they had a rough season. I mean, I they couldn't buy a bucket. If I can quote NBA Jam, one of my favorite games of all time. And so basically Charles Barkley talks like it is. Like Charles Barkley, I love Charles Barkley. I have an autographed Charles Barkley picture in my room. Because I respect the hell out of that guy. He's one of my favorite basketball players and favorite I call him like a sport. I really do consider him like a sports columnist, really. He just talks it, though. But he's one of my favorite people of all time. And he had some not-so-nice words to say about Michael Jordan and how he's running the team. And, I mean, I don't remember all the comments, but he ran him down pretty bad that year and basically said he's running his team like shit because they can't make playoffs, they can't win games, he needs to do this, he's not making good moves in the offseason. And he ran him down pretty bad. And it was very public because that's what Chuck's job is, a very public job. And so Michael Jordan didn't take that well. Now, if you know their history off the basketball court, Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, loved to hang out in Arizona together. It was the two of them and Tiger Woods. They like to get prostitutes, allegedly, and smoke cigars and play pool and drink and whatever they did. They like to just, they're boys. They like to the boy it up and go out on the town. So that lifestyle for them ended after that. They had no contact or anything. So I don't know what brought this up. This article up again because I had heard something about this in the past, but basically Charles Barkley said that their relationship was strained because of what he said, and that he still looked at him as a brother, but it's done. But within the article I have, they called it a bromance. So as much as I wanted to touch on the article itself, which I thought was good, this is probably a real public deal for these guys. But what is your thought on the bromance? Because these two guys are millionaires, billionaires. I mean, you have that much money. Do you even need friends? I mean, maybe you do. I mean, I think you do personally. But, I mean, a lot of people just like, you know, I got money, fuck you. A lot of people feel that way. I'm not a money-hungry person. But with these guys, the way they are, you know, they were adversaries for years, you know, Chicago Bulls versus Phoenix Suns. But so from their time on the court all the way down to now, 2014-15, up to now, rather, they were like brothers, best friends, whatever you want to call them, and now they're not. I do remember they did an Oprah special together years ago, and I don't know, it was in a weird way, it was real touching, to be honest. So it's kind of weird. What are your thoughts on that? I think two people, you know, celebrity or not, two people that are really good friends, should you let somebody trying to protect their job get in the way of it? Because really, he was just doing his job. So if I worked at McDonald's and you came through the drive-thru, just because, Jay, I consider you my best friend. So let's say you come through the drive-thru, and just because it's you coming through the drive-thru, should I give you extra fries because it's you? I mean, that's just using a scenario, but what do you think about that? Should be so mad?
I think it depends on the – I mean, if I'm coming to the fucking drive-thru, you know I'm not wanting extra fries, brother. I'm going to want some fucking extra burgers, some extra fucking sauce. Don't charge me that 27 cents for that fucking extra barbecue sauce. You know I want to get my fries and that bullshit. I'm not fucking with you, Brian. If you're ever fucking working at Chick-fil-A, you better throw some extra fucking nuggets in the box. But on a fucking serious note, I mean – When it truly comes down to it, I think he was doing his job. And, I mean, he can't be showing favoritism because he loses credibility, right? you give me some extra fries at the McDonald's drive thru, you're not losing credibility. You don't charge me for my meal, and then you give me $20 out of the register, you might lose a little credibility. You know what I mean? Like, they might not take you seriously in your job. And I believe in a bromance. I have plenty of bromances in my life. I only believe in bromances. I don't believe in best friendships. So if we're best friends, then we're bromancing over here, Bisha. So that's the way I roll. You know, we're in a romance between two bros. I think that's the way to go. I mean, I see where Michael Jordan's coming from. He's a competitive guy. He wants to win in everything he does. If he wants to win everything he does, though, he shouldn't have bought the Charlotte Bobcats. That was his first fucking mistake. If he wanted to win, he should have bought the Lakers, the Boston Celtics, Chicago Bulls. He should have bought a fucking team that wins, not the fucking an expansion team that hasn't won since its existence. So if he likes to win, he chose the wrong fucking team to buy, or he didn't have enough money to buy the team. So that's what the fuck he should consider. And I know he's from North Carolina and he went to fucking Tar Heels and whatever it is. But he's got to fucking take. I mean, when he was good to the day he stopped playing, but he also wasn't what he was in the beginning. So let's just be honest, you know, and that means he's competitive, and I understand why he's angry. But at the same time, Charles Barkley was doing his job. But Charles has to know that that's the type of man that Jordan is. He's not going to take the bullshit, even if most people would.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Michael Jordan needs to fucking man up and just accept the comments. I think if there was ever a resolution of this, I think he needs to go to Chuck and be like, hey, I've known you longer than anybody. I know how you get, because I'm sure he does. And I understand why you said what you said. And squash it, man. I mean, those guys are old now. Michael and Chuck are in their late 40s, early 50s, man. It's, you know, I don't want to wish any bad will on them, but, I mean, you're more, at that age, you're more on your exit than you are on your intro. So, you know, make right with people that you care about, that you've known for years. Don't fuck them, you know, don't do that shit and regret it later. So, anyway, long story short, if anything else happens, we'll see what's what, or we'll talk about it. But I thought that was kind of interesting. But it also brought up the bromance. I wanted your thought on that. I thought the term bromance and stuff, I mean, you see it in movies all the time. You see it all over the place. I thought it's an interesting term. But, yeah, myself, I've had plenty of bromances too, I guess. Actually, one of my bromances, I think, and we've talked about this, I think, in the past, but it was one of your favorite old Redskin quarterbacks, Colt Brennan, was a big part of our boys, our favorite show, Big O and Dukes. And mm-hmm. I got a chance to hang out with Colt Brennan a lot of times with the old Big O and Dukes cast. I love Colt. I mean, I hated the Redskins, but that was a bromance for me. I love that guy. I remember we went to. Was it the wing? It may have been the Wing Factory or the Wing something in Fairfax. And it was a wing joint in Fairfax. Can't remember the name of it now. And he came out there. It was me and Chad and Oscar out there, and a lot of the guys in the show. Chad was doing something. It was one of the boat parties. But long story short, Colt came out there. Jason Taylor played for Redskins that year or whatever. He came out there in a royal blue Lamborghini and pulled up in front of the wing joint like he was gonna get like fucking service or something, like somebody was gonna drive his fucking car and park it. Maybe they did, but I didn't see anybody. There was some linemen there, and I can't remember if Chris Cooley was out there that time or not. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, I can't remember. But it was a good time. Shots were be had. I think Colt bought shots for everybody. I think we all took shots that night. I couldn't remember. It's been so long ago. But he was a real cool guy. Yeah, I think I saw him three or four different events at different times, and he was always cool. Feel bad about his exit, though. I thought he was a decent quarterback, especially for the Redskins. But anyway, so that's my two cents on that. I do have one more interesting story. I don't know how much time we got left. I can give a fuck.
We got a little time. But before you get into this next story, I just remembered something. You told me something funny. So the other day,